You know, in case you were wondering where some of these donations that we're receiving are going, the toys themselves are going to go to the Crystal Center in any monetary donations. And believe me, we've been getting them left and right. Go to the Cove Center for Grieving Children. And joining us from the Cove this morning is Allison. Allison, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. I would be doing much better if it wasn't this ugly weather outside.
I know. You know what? And obviously,
you will do well. You wait and see.
I mean, listen, we were out in it ourselves. We got here. I got here no problem. The only advice I give to people is the same advice that you would hear anywhere else. And that is, listen, just allow a little extra time. It's not snowing. And the roads, the secondary roads are probably a lot worse. The main roads are actually fine if you can just stick to those.
Absolutely.
Other than that, everything's fine.
Yeah. And by the way, it's a worthwhile jaunt to Effie's place.
You ought to see all the toys we got. I'm telling you, this is great.
Yeah.
And the money donations, the monetary donations, which I know you're concerned with, there's nothing to be concerned about, first and foremost, because they are pouring in. The people that are here are giving, are writing checks, or putting, somebody just put a $100 bill in the jar. I'm serious. I mean, we're not even asking for $100. We're telling, hey, $20-$25 is great, and they're exceeding our expectations, Allison.
Wow, I am so grateful. The Cove Center for Grieving Children really needs that funding to continue to offer our support service programs for free to the families whose parent or a sibling has died. It's really important that we can support these families in their times of need.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. Now, specifically, where does that money go towards? We know who it goes to, but what exactly is the money utilized for with the Cove?
We have two programs specifically where this money is going to go towards. It's our 20-week family program, and that runs September through June, where families come in and essentially we are teaching the children how to grieve. We're giving them tools to be able to positively handle their grief. And we're also giving parents an education and some knowledge on how to help their children grieve, and a little bit of information on how to help themselves grieve as well. It'll also go towards our camp, which is a 3-day camp at the end of May, and it's free also.
I'm glad that you said that, because there are adults that themselves who don't know how to grieve, you know, properly or in the right, if the reason even is such a thing of grieving properly. People grieve in different ways, but kids don't know how to process it, I would imagine, correct?
That's exactly right. So we're teaching them what all those feelings inside mean and putting names to them and giving them positive outlets to be able to put those feelings towards something, whether it would be in an art project or giving them the words to be able to use to express themselves, and teaching the parents what some of their behaviors that are changing may indicate and how to be able to support their child through those feelings.
You know, one of the things that we admire, and I'll tell you something, you have no idea how it affects people, is the way you folks take care of it. You know, to give that kind of service, to give it to those who truly need it, it's just remarkable. It truly, truly is. And God bless you. That's all I have to say.
Allison, it's just, in my opinion, it's remarkable that there's even an organization that does the work that you do. And I think you kind of go unsung in some aspects, because I'm sure there are people that prior to listening to this and in this event, they had no idea that there was even a center for grieving children.
You're absolutely right. It's unfortunate that we need to exist, but we do exist for those that need us. And a lot of people don't know about us, but we are here to help and support those families that are really struggling right now with the death of a loved one. So if you're out there and you need some support, you feel free to call our office. Our number is 203-634-0500, or you can find us online, covect.org. Our main office is located in Meriden, and we have our 20-week program actually has 7 locations across the state. So I'm sure if you need some support, we have something located near you.
I can only imagine a young child trying to process the passing of his or her sibling, who may be younger, older, whatnot, and what goes through their mind. And actually, for that matter, even the parents of grieving children. I lost a brother, and he was many years ago. I was actually an adult, and he was 12 years old. And I can tell you that it's a very emotional thing to go through. I can relate in some aspects, but it's hard to even verbalize. How you do this is just amazing to me.
Well, thank you. We think it's pretty amazing, too. And the families that attend our programs always come out of it on the other side much better. They're very thankful and grateful for what we've been able to do for their family. And I have, I've spoken to many of our adult children now who've gone through the program when they were younger, and they tell us all the time they don't know where they would be without the COVE services. And they're very, they're happy, they're living fulfilled lives. They're even coming back to volunteer for our organization, because the majority of our programs are run and facilitated by volunteers. So we really need that support, volunteer support. So maybe somebody can't give monetarily, but we're always looking for volunteers as well.
And my final question to you, Allison, is how long has the COVE been around?
24 years. Actually, in 2020 will be our 25th anniversary.
Look at that. That's absolutely fantastic. You're doing incredible work. And I want you to once again mention the COVE's phone number and website.
Sure. It's 203-634-0500. And the website is covect.org.
Thank you very much. Allison from the COVE Center for Grieving Children. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for being on with us. And that's where the money, that's where the monetary donations, Brad, that's what it's going towards.
That's right.
Strictly going towards the COVE Center for Grieving Children. And as you can hear, they've been around for almost 25 years. It's an organization that many people don't even know exists. And if you, depending on how you look at it, that could be for a good reason, because that would mean that you yourself didn't have to go through grieving or a child or one of your children losing a sibling, meaning you yourself losing a child, and in that aspect that's good, but where it's not good is that they need donations, in order to survive and do the work that they need to do. And they're doing great work.
This is
for families.
The first time that we've had this happen on this particular type of drive. And you're just listening and knowing what has developed. Talk about something that is trustworthy, that is loving, that affects so many people. God bless them. That's all I can say.
Really, it's very true. It's very true. It's an organization a lot of people don't know about. That in a way, you hope you never need. You hope you never need an organization like this. But if you do, they're right there for you. And it's basically through your donations.